the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Shmanese of Mincha, the last three brachas, Avoida and Hoidah. We are speaking now about the final brachas of our second tefillah, tefillah tamincha, midday tefillah. Okay, I do the last brachas are called Devar Toidov, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first bracha is also called Berachas Avoda, which is Ritzei Hashem Ritzeinu. Hashem should be merutzeh. We should find favor in his eyes with our tefillah and our avoda, and we should be zeichah to have the mikdash and our hashraat hashchinah. As we mentioned in Shabbos, is a new level, a higher level than the first part of the bakoshes that were in the brachas that were previous to this. The previous brachas, you also daven for binyan shalayim. Not that they started to come back. And the Maisa, the Chazal says that these are things that we need to request in order to get the Geula. It says, in the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, the reason why there's a Chum, because Christ will left three things. They were Oizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizev the Malchus Beis Dovin, they left Malchus Beis Dovin, they didn't appreciate it, and they also did not appreciate the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they lost all three of them. Went into Golus, no more Malchus, no more Beis HaMikdash. It says, lots of love, in order to get them back, we have to make a request for them. These are these requests we have. Our tzaddikim, we're requesting for those who are close to Hashem to be the ones who can guide us, because it's important to us. We love the Hashem, we want to go in the way of Hashem, not going back to Hashem. Yerushalayim Yichal, we want to be the Mikdash, then we'll tell you, we want over the Melech. Rishonim, Shibolei, like it points us out. This is an important thing. We want the Geula to come, we have to ask for these three things. But say, is adding a new dimension of that desire to be the Rotzon, not just to have these things, but to have this close, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we mentioned, we live in a world that intimate and close relationships are getting weak and weak. Everybody's living with his own life, his own thing, doing his own business, interacting between people very often. It's just business interactions. Even families, you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Bartering services, one for the other, a father with a child, a husband with a wife. That's not what it's about. It says that feeling of closeness to make you happy is the happiest thing for me to do, and each one feels the same way. We feel so good together, and we appreciate each other so much. We should behave in a way that Hashem should look at us favorably. That's the beginning of Haidah. And that's at the end of Haidah, we can show him. We say a similar thing just in other terms. We say, Bochena vina kolona kefa bi'ol panecho. Bi'ol panecho masat alonu. Everything to our side, our chesed, etc. We want the ha'oyer sponim, the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. And that is shayach to Haidah. Because Haidah is thanking. But in order to thank you, the real thanking, the real HaKadosh to tell you is recognizing the greatness of the one who's giving you the Torah. Not just saying, Toda Rabba, thank you. It's realizing that the one who's giving you all these wonderful things, is such a great being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my greatest desire is to be close to the Noitzeh and HaTorah. And I'm able to do things that also are the rots and the fun of things that are present to the giver. So the beginning and the end of Haidah is really with these things, that we appreciate the greatness of Hashem, and therefore we want to have that close relationship. We want to be loved, and we want to, in the relationship, Ha'or is Bonim, Hashem, Kaviyachos, smiling down at us, and has not us from us. In the middle of it, we have the middle brocha of Moedim, which is Haidah Kipshutek, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that we have. And this is very special, for mincha. We need three tefillos a day because we need three times a day, every different state of the day, the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, and the end of the day, to remind ourselves that we have, how much we have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be showing that whole and moedim is ma'akev. If you don't have kavan and moedim, you're not used to this. That's what it's all about. At the SM, a person should be moedim every second of his life. Not in the portion points it out. Certainly in the Chazal.
Kol Halashon.
Kol Nishima Nishima, every breath we should thank Hashem. Just as impossible. How could you breathe if you're always thanking? We have to be in a mind change of feeling that Hoidor and across the place that is spoken. At least if we have three times a day, that we clarify for ourselves again. Our life and all the needs of our life are in your hands. And the Shema is by you. I'm not saying, yeah, once in a while Hashem does something good for us. He made a nace for us. He made a nace for Klal Yisrael. It's not even once in a week. It's every second of our life. So we call it. This is what we're trying to do in our Shemona Esrei, to change our thesis, change the way we look at life. So we take the mincha properly, then we leave the mincha, and we go on to the next part of the day, when we go to that elevated and excited and happy feeling that I'm in such good hands with the Shvohu. We'll build up our energy to be talking to Hashem. Because if I say Moedim with Kavana, I have to thank Hashem, the Baruch Hashem. I made it through the first part of the day. So many things could have gone wrong. Baruch Hashem, my body is functioning. Nothing from Nibakut. Nothing happened. The only things that happen is Rahman Lislam, the car accidents, and the attacks, and the mafias. Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. You mentioned before, every second one's life is a number unimaginable. How many chemical reactions are happening in his body? And you need to survive. The more chemical reactions happening every second of our lives in one body, then there are grains of sand in the entire world. The world doesn't do the world. That's unbelievable. This is what we have to do with our tefillah. We're not here to say, Sheklat in the tefillah. When I come out, ooh, I have this nice finish, what this word means, what that word means. Come around, we're also explaining what the words mean. But the main thing of tefillah is not that kedushin. The kedushin of tefillah is a kedushin and a deeper understanding of what Hashem is doing to me, a deeper appreciation of all the good that I get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And make a change. If I come out of mincha, and then, let's say, I'm expecting my wife to prepare a snack for me, and she didn't do it. And I get upset about that, that means I did not damage my nursery. Because if I damage my nursery, I would think that Baruch Hashem, I have my wife, and I have so much good from her. And now, everything can work out exactly the way I wanted. I don't get upset about it. Or if I'm walking around from the Shemoneh Esrei and I walk out and I trip on something in the Kaddish Shalom, it shouldn't happen. I get all upset. It's also on the Shemoneh Esrei. What are you upset about, Hashem? The fact that you're able to walk, you don't trip every minute is a special thing that Shemoneh Esrei does. So if this happens, it just happens that Shemoneh Esrei both wants you to have to go through this.
This is what we're saying, and these are the last three brachas. Like we said, the two points we're stressing now that will be mechadish and mincha time is that number one is we want that ha'oris ponim, the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be merutzah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we look back at our behavior in the first half of the day. If it was perfect, good. If it wasn't perfect, maybe we could try to think a little bit about where we fell in the first part of the day and how we can mechazik in the next part of the day. Maybe if the same thing happens in the second part of the day, I won't react to it in the wrong fashion. I react to it in a better fashion. If I was very nervous about so many things in the first part of the day, maybe I'll be a little more calm now. I have a little bit more be talking to Hashem to realize that if Hashem, Chol Eis, is doing nifloyes v'tzoyves to me, miraculous things in my physical body and shmir in my spiritual self, we're up against so many dangerous things spiritually and physically every second of our lives, and Hashem is watching over us. The paying attention to that builds the bitachon. That's the only place where bitachon comes from. That peace of mind can only come from relating to past experiences and realizing how much we're in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have those two things. I build up my Bitochen Hashem by the fact that three times a day I'm focusing on the chasadim that I have from Hashem every second of my life. And that brings me also to the point of having that strong desire to be l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem. I don't just want to do the mitzvahs. To just do the mitzvahs is missing the ikir. The ikir is to do it in a fashion that I am l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem, Hashem is l'rotzen l'fonai, where the chinus of reim aruvim, two parts of the creation, the creator and the nation that everything was created for, interacting in a way of bringing ourselves closer and closer to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Mela, that will bring the opening of the gates of Bracha upon us for the Hemshech Hayoim, for the rest of the day after Mincha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.